our world falling apart. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed." The different stages of the trials that we have throughout our lives are interesting. Recently, we had all our grandkids here at one time, ages 1 through 10. It's interesting what each of them considered to be a problem. One thing of which I was quickly reminded is just what simple things can make one of these younger children's world fall apart. As children grow in age and maturity, so does their perspective of trials. Watching our 3-year-old dealing with her big issues was quite thought-provoking. It seemed that her world fell apart at something that we as adults would not even consider a mere inconvenience. At times, I almost wanted to say, "Hey, get a grip, snap out of it. Really, it's no big deal." However, I knew that in her immaturity, it seemed like a big deal to her. The more we grow, the more and more our perspectives change. We can easily see our own spiritual immaturity in our whining and in the things about which we complain. We can see it in others as well. It is sad that many who seem to present themselves as spiritually mature are sometimes the greatest whiners about the circumstances of earthly trials. What was a big deal to our 1-year-old was no problem for the 3-year-old. And what bothered the 3-year-old was of no consequence to the 5-year-old, and so on. The simple fact of the matter was that anytime there was a concern from any of the grandkids, it was, from my own perspective as their grandpa, much ado about nothing. I had to chuckle within myself numerous times as to Father's observation of us and what now seems to us as such big problems that we face. One day we, from our celestial viewpoint, will view all of our earthly trials as having been nothing. As we grow more spiritually minded in our walk with Father, we are less and less disturbed by the circumstances of our lives. Fretting is slowly replaced by faith. Ranting is gradually traded for praise. Complaining is eventually supplanted by thanksgiving. Worry is gently displaced by expectation. Paul would learn to be content in all his circumstances, Philippians 4:11. To see his heavy afflictions as a light matter, 2 Corinthians 4:17, and even to rejoice in his many sufferings, Colossians 1:24. The next time you see children in great conflict over their devastating problems, may Father gently remind us, by the nudge of faith, to realize that what we worry and fuss about is really no big deal. From his lofty vantage point, may he teach us to relax and rest in him.